CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 10th of May 2026. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB board liaison rules announced. Women in amateur radio and STEM. A message from the RSGB president at the 2026 AGM. Each RSGB board director has a liaison role between the board and the specific aspects of the society's work. This focuses very much on the work done by RSGB volunteers in committees, groups and teams, as well as by the honorary officers and champions. In a role swap that has been planned for some time, Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, will become board liaison for the RSGB regional team, and Nathan Nuttall, MM9OCC, will become the board liaison for the RSGB Youth Committee. New board member Graham Smith, G4NMD, has taken on responsibility for the exam portfolio, previously held by retired director Len Paget, GM0ONX. Other roles and responsibilities will be announced shortly. In the interim, if you have any doubts as to where to direct an inquiry regarding a board liaison matter, please contact Board Chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX. To find out, see more or to get contact details for each board director, go to rsgb.org/board. This year, International Women in Engineering Day takes place on the 23rd of June. It's a celebration of the amazing work of women engineers across the globe. People who have an interest in amateur radio often work in careers related to science, technology, engineering and mathematics, also known as STEM. STEM subjects can be an effective way to the RSGB to introduce amateur radio to new audiences and young people. To mark the day, the Society is planning to share stories of how amateur radio has helped female engineers in their lives and careers. The theme for International Women in Engineering Day 2026 is engineering intelligence and is an opportunity to recognise the women engineers who solve complex challenges and help drive changes. Are you involved in a research project? Perhaps you're designing something new or reworking a project to make it more accessible to others. Perhaps you're part of a team that's analysing data to find a solution to a problem. Whatever your story, the Society would love to hear from you so it can help to inspire future generations of girls and young women. If you'd like to share your story, please send a photo and a summary of what you've been doing to comms@rsgb.org.uk by the 31st of May. Membership sits at the heart of the RSGB as it is AGM in April. RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, shared a message of this important topic. During his video message, Bob spoke about the wide range of services that the RSGB offered to its members. He went on to explain that the Society is reviewing its membership offering and how that will be implemented in the coming months. This important message is available for all radio amateurs to watch via the RSGB YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/the RSGB and select the RSGB 2026 AGM playlist to start watching. Remember to share this video with your friends, local club and the rest of the amateur radio community. The BBC has announced the Droitwich transmitter on 198 kHz will be permanently closed down during 2026. The Scottish longwave transmitters at Burghead and Westerglen will also be turned off. The Droitwich transmitter was commissioned during September 1934. These transmissions have always been part of our lives as radio enthusiasts. A date has not yet been formally given, but the BBC is committed to providing 2 months' notice to listeners. The RSGB and the BBC Amateur Radio Group are planning to mark this occasion on the air. More details of how this will be achieved will be available soon. Please email contestclub@rsgbcc.org if you would like to register your interest. Remember to listen out for the stations that are taking part in Mills on the Air event today, the 10th of May. Radio amateurs are on the air from a wide range of interesting locations and are keen to take your call. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@sgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursday before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now details of rallies and event. On Saturday the 16th of May, East Midlands Ham and Electronics Rally takes place at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, DN10 4FX. The doors will be open from 9:30 to 3 p.m, free car parking available behind the hall, and traders are invited to set up from 7 a.m. Hot food and refreshments are also available on site. More information and booking details, visit Emerg, that's emerg.uk/rally. Dunstable Downs Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 17th of May at Stockwood Park in Luton. The boot sale will be open to traders from 7:30 a.m. and visitors from 9 a.m. The entrance fee, which includes car parking, is £4 per vehicle. Find out more at Dunstable Downs Radio Club, all one word, .org/boot sale. Now for the event news, special call sign HG333DEB will be active from the 15th to the 24th of May, celebrating the city of Debrecen in Hungary. Listen out for activity on all bands using CW digital modes, FM and SSB. More information, including details of awards that are available for working the station, available via qrz.com. Antwerp Port Contest Club, ON8APC, is active with special call sign OT26EPIC to promote this year's Antwerp Port Epic Cycling Race. Look for activity until the 25th of May, QSL via ON8JJ. See qrz.com for further details, including how to view a live stream of the event on YouTube. DX News, Pascal F8NQV is active as CN2NQV from Morocco until the 17th of July. Look for him on 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 metre bands SSB. Tom VK2TBC is on the air as VK0TBC from Casey Station, Antarctica, until December. He operates using SSB and FT8. Updates on Tom's station are posted at vk2tbc.com. Contest news today: the 10th RSGB 70 MHz CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC, CW on the 4 meter band. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Also today, the 10th, the UK Microwave Group Millimeter Wave contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 24, 47 and 76 gigs frequencies. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday the 12th of May, RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 77s band. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 12th, RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 77s band. Exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday the 13th, RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band. Exchanger signal is report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday, 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band. Exchanges report and 4-character locator. If you're in one, you can be in the other. On Thursday the 14th of May, the RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. The RSGB 144 May contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 16th and ends at 1400 UTC Sunday the 17th of May, of course. Using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Sunday the 17th of May, RSGB 1st 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. And Monday the 18th of May, RSGB FT4 series contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC Using FT4 on the 822 10-metre bands where contests are allowed, exchanges your report. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, we had another mixed week on HF propagation with a KP index of 6 one day and then 3 days later a KP index of less than 1. The index hit 6.33 in the evening of Monday the 4th of May, sparking aurora and poor HF conditions, but by Wednesday the 6th, it was back down to 0.67. So you can see why it's hard to predict what HF conditions are going to be like, with ionospheric propagation being driven by the geomagnetic status rather than by the flux, the solar flux index. According to the CDXC Slack group, DX worked over the past week included TZ4AM in Mali on 10 meters CW, T31TTT from central Kiribati on 12 meters and 15 meters FT8, XQ6CF in Chile on 17 meters CW, VP8A on the Falkland Islands on 60 meters CW, 3B9G on 20 meters CW and TL8BNW from Central African Republic on 40 meters SSB. So there is DX about if you hunt for it. Initially, interestingly, all of the above, apart from T31TTT, were on southward paths, perhaps reflecting poorer conditions on polar paths at times due to the elevated KP index. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain around 115 to 130, with calm geomagnetic conditions on the first half of the week. However, unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 15th to the 18th of May, with a possible KP index of 5. With 5 sunspot groups visible on the sun's surface and active region 4419, the source of 2 X flares on Friday the 24th of April, now about to turn back to Earth's view, is it anyone's guess what could happen next? As we enter mid-May, we're getting closer to summer HF conditions, so sporadic on the higher HF bands, lower maximum usable frequencies overall, but perhaps for 14 megs staying open all night, are all features to look out for. Also look out for 10-metre band openings to southern Africa around midday and paths to South America during early and late evening. VHF and up, the current period of weather seems to be a mix of weak high pressure and low pressure systems vying for dominance. Therefore, it implies a mix of radio conditions will share our attention, with weak tropo from ridges or high pressure, but no big highs on the chart. And frontal rain bands or heavy showers bring a chance of rain scatter on gigahertz gigahertz operators. Prospect for meteor scatter may remain elevated for a while, since we have only just passed the peak of the Eta Aquarids on Wednesday the 6th of May. Remember, the early morning hours tend to be the best for meteor activity in general. The aurora alerts have continued to provide a glimmer of hope, but mostly for weak enhancement, so look for a KP value of 5 or greater and signs of watery sounding signals on the HF bands before tuning to VHF, turning the VHF beams to the north. As we move into the early part of sporadic season, it will become the mode of choice for us during the next few months. The general rule is to check for 2 main periods of activity in mid-morning and again late afternoon or early evening. Listen for strong signals on the 10-metre band from Europe, and then, as the events develop, the higher frequency bands will open too. In a strong event, the 2-metre band can even show up sounding like 20 metres. However, early season events tend to favour the 10 and 6-metre bands. EME, the moon is past minimum declination and increasing, giving lengthening moon windows and increasing peak elevation. Path losses are decreasing now after apogee on Monday the 4th of May. 144 meg sky temperature is low all week until Saturday the 16th of May, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me until next week.